The Team Awesome Morning Party Podcast, brought to you by Persecuted. More info online at persecutedmovie.com and get your tickets now at fandango.com.
From Millennium Entertainment, what if standing for your faith stood in the way of evil?
Cannot water down the gospel to advance anybody's political agenda.
Evangelist John Luther opposes the sweeping religious reform in America and is framed for murder to silence him. Now a fugitive, his mission brings him face to face with the coming storm of persecution that will threaten the Christian community. Persecuted, starring Fred Thompson, James Remar, and Natalie Grant. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. In theaters now.
Some morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Rah!
Hello! It's me, Tina the Witch.
What?
I am Tina the Witch. I am a woman.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party, and you never know who's going to join us in studio. Oh, it's too early.
I am an ancient evil, risen forth from the Sandia Mountains. I came to visit my sister. Her name is Michelle Bransford.
Oh, my gosh.
Who you can catch every single day from 10 to 3 on Static Radio.
Oh, well, I've gotten the wrong time.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'll come back later.
Okay.
Oh, man. It's too early. Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O and Mateo hanging out with you.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, buddy.
Last night was the Guardians of the Galaxy premiere.
I saw all the photos.
I wish we could have gone to that premiere.
I said the same thing to Chrissy on the couch. Man! Team Awesome Morning Party brought to you in part by Persecuted, the movie, in theaters now. PersecutedMovie.com for details on that film, which is in theaters.
Hey, up!
Yeah, Guardians releases August 1st. Which is a Wednesday, right?
I don't know.
Is it a Wednesday? No, it's not a Wednesday. No, it's a Friday.
I think it's Friday. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, August 1st is Friday. 2 weeks. 2 weeks!
Yeah.
We had a chance to see the first, 7 minutes of the movie. At
it was awesome.
Disneyland when we were there this last week. They're showing a few minutes.
It looked so cool too, because it was in this Disney theater, and there were effects going on around you.
Yeah,
like water spraying out of the seat
where Captain EO used to be.
Yeah.
Is that the new House of Heroes?
Maybe.
Oh man, we got a big show for you today. I'm really, really, really excited. Because, you know, be premiering some new stuff from HOH.
Yes. And some albums came out today. We got Amber Lynn's new album. Colony House's album came out.
Wow.
Lots
Dude,
of stuff.
Shout out to our computer yesterday that totally, totally train wrecked us.
Oh man.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Are we just going to call him, make him talk again?
I don't know.
Dang it.
Had a chance to hang out with Steven yesterday from Amber Lynn. As he prepared for the release of his record, spent a solid half hour with that dude.
It was such a good interview.
It was one of my favorite interviews because it was very real. He'll call in randomly and we'll act like idiots. And this was a very real, hey
yeah.
man, what's God doing and what's the future look like and what are you excited for? And let's talk about the final Amber Lynn record and let's talk about what you're doing next. And then the computer didn't get it.
The computer has a different process. We used the same thing we used. We were both so disappointed. It's the same process we used to record the morning show. But apparently there's some kind of... Since it's in the morning, yes.
I seriously
he
left
said,
for the
I'm
day.
Out.
I just walked out. I dropped the mic and walked out because I didn't want to say or do anything harmful to my job.
Meanwhile, I was sitting over there going, well, I'm just going to continue working and loading new music.
Yeah.
The people need it.
Yeah.
The people needed it.
You know what else the people need?
What?
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Let's hear him.
Static!
Hey.
Hey, guys. It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew, listen. Yesterday, we were trying to interview Steven from Amber Lynn, and we had this awesome interview, and the computer didn't record it.
Oh.
Yeah. We even checked.
Well, that is what you call technology. It's unpredictable and that can make your life difficult.
What?
What? What did he
say? Yeah, technology can make your life easy. It can make you difficult. Sometimes it makes your life just plain, all the way easy, yeah. Helps you out. And then some days it's not working, and then it makes your life hard.
It's like my uncle always said,
yep.
Yeah, it's just crazy, guys. If the computer isn't going to work, then
burning.
Maybe your guys' computer just needs to be defragged.
Burning.
Defragmentation.
Yeah, no.
You guys haven't heard of a disk defragmenter?
Yeah, I put the floppy disk in, but it didn't do anything.
Yeah, so then we tried the hard disk, and that didn't work either.
It didn't work either, so... and then I realized I put the floppy disk into the CD drive because that's all there was.
Yeah.
Because there was
maybe that's
no
why
floppy
I was smoking.
Disk thing. Yeah. So we tried, though. We tried. And I was like, defrag this.
Yeah.
And me being the computer geek I am, guys.
What?
I actually have had a lot of computer issues back in the past, you know, and I've realized in settings on every computer...
Yeah.
There is this defragmenter you can do on there.
Oh.
You just have to click it. And let me tell you, Steve, it's going to take a long time to run. It may take 24 hours.
Oh, wow. Matthew.
That's Matthew. A long time.
Matthew.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at your website.
Who is this?
Oh, you are? Did you notice a few new things on there?
I'm trying to find
them. A couple of tabs that are under construction at this time because there is no information or a picture available yet.
Okay.
Who is this weird band you have?
They're called Collapsing Skies.
Oh, that's my friend Ciara Trujillo's band.
How come they got all that weird makeup on?
No, who's this?
Yeah, they're one of my friends' bands. So I'm like, you know, every band does deserve a starting, you know.
Yeah.
A chance, yeah, I mean. So I'm like, you know, I'll help them out, advertise their concerts.
And
but
who doesn't want to go to the
that
want to
hear their band
tour.
Music, it's on their Facebook page. There's a link to it through my website.
Yeah,
click
we saw.
We're looking at it, friend.
We're staring at it right
now. They're playing with this band here in town, and that band looks scary.
The tour is called See You in Hell Tour, Matthew.
Yeah, I'm not going to go see it, guys. I'm not very fond of their music.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I just advertised their band because, you know, I think they deserve a starting chance like every other band, you know.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to see their concerts. I'm like, you know, I rather would just support them and advertise their music. And that's it. I'm not going to go see their concerts.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when Amberlin started. I bet somebody helped them.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
So
we actually talked to Steven about that yesterday in the interview. They didn't record. Thanks for bringing it up again.
Well, Steve-O, I tell you, you just got to keep trying with that computer, and maybe you might be able to get it working.
I agree.
It's unpredictable. Let me tell you, my school laptop one time, I was on the internet, and the browser, and it crashed. The browser crashed on me.
Wow. You know what it's like?
It's so crazy.
It's like my uncle always said, you can't make some lemonade without breaking a few eggs.
It's true.
That is true.
It's not very true.
It's like with school. When I'm in school, guys, that motto makes it so real.
How many eggs do you put in your lemonade?
Yeah.
How many eggs do you put in your lemonade?
When life gives you eggs, you make lemonade. That's the other one he said.
How many? You tell me now.
How many eggs do you put in
your lemonade?
So that's how we do. Is that your question?
What?
My question today is, how long did the government know about aliens before they told us about it?
That's a good question.
That's a true question, guys, definitely.
Very
how
true.
Long have we known before, you know, we were told?
Yeah, because they told us that they're aliens.
It was foretold that we would know until we were told.
Gosh. I'm going to play some Amberlin for you, buddy.
That sounds good. And then I'm going to... Definitely, you know, this morning, guys, since I heard yesterday they released their very, very last album for Amberlin, that's what I heard.
Yeah,
today. I'm going to miss their music, but I know they're going to leave their stuff on the iTunes market, right?
On the doorstep. They're
going to
leave it there. Yeah. It's like my uncle always said.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you so much. Talk to you tomorrow.
There you go.
Bye,
Amberlin, by request. This is dedicated to my uncle who taught me everything I know about making lemonade and eggs.
That's right. You put one foot in front of the other, and one of those feet is in a bucket of mayonnaise.
There you go. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news. I'm upset. I'm upset. Because today is Tuesday. It's July 22nd. Thank you for my Dateline, Doug. He left it in there today. And the reason I'm upset is because of dumb things that people say.
I really kind of want to talk about this later in the show.
Maybe so.
I really do.
Maybe we should cool off.
Yeah.
People say dumb stuff on social media.
Here's why I want to talk about it coming up. It was on social media. It was public. So anybody who, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Question of the day. How do you respond to that?
How do you respond when somebody just names some useless fact about some place?
Yeah.
Blech. Let me do breaking news.
All right.
I'm getting all sweaty. And I want to cool down. And the AC just came on.
Oh,
thank you. Blessed AC. Hey, the number today is 2. And that's the number of refrigerators half of American families have. The other 50% have just 1. Or 3 or more. So half of American families have 2 refrigerators. This is the kind of interesting information you'll find out on this show. You won't find that anywhere else. Because why would anybody else in this world talk about a freaking refrigerator during breaking news?
Right.
Just us.
Just us.
We like to give you the important stuff.
Exactly.
Doug, is your refrigerator running? Good.
Oh, man.
Is that how it goes?
Close.
Okay. BuzzFeed reports that a woman in Florida makes more than $1 million a year making YouTube videos of her playing with kids' toys.
Ugh. You know what? I quit.
Don't quit.
No.
A Baltimore man is facing murder charges after he fired a gun at his friend who was wearing a bulletproof vest for a video they were shooting. Still not a smart idea. I know we all saw it in the movie Kick Butt, but it's still not a smart idea.
Yeah.
And that's not the real name of the movie. I can't say the real name because I'll probably get fired.
Yeah.
Or someone will comment about Buffalo Wild Wings on my Instagram. Either way, we all lose. Scientists say that a new Scarlett Johansson movie is repeating a common myth that they would like to abolish finally. Okay? Okay. Scientists say this myth needs to be abolished. It's not true that people only use 10% of their brains. That's not true.
Okay.
You know, because Lucy.
Right.
Lucy, like, she gets the full use of her brain, and then she can, like, change her hair.
Yeah.
She can, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, it's long and brown. How did that happen?
It's because I have power over the mind.
She can stop time.
Yeah, how's that work?
I don't know. We can use 11% of our brain.
Oh, we can?
The fact.
Oh, good.
So, 1% more.
Good.
No, I'm just kidding.
I needed that.
I don't know how much we can use.
Oh.
I don't know, and I don't care. Because I operate at 75% capacity at all times.
That's a good way to
operate. I'm rocking. I'm rocking. I got 25%. I got 20% on battery, like, backup. And then I got 5% that I'm not really sure what's going on.
That's cool, man.
But that's pretty cool.
It's a solid 30% more than I'm operating at right now. So that's good.
It's good. Another giant sinkhole has appeared in a Florida neighborhood. I think the Lord's trying to tell us that we need to get rid of Florida except for Disney World. What if all of Florida just collapsed around itself except for Disney World?
You have to take a boat to get there?
I'd do it.
Oh, man.
I'd do it. An Illinois woman was arrested for shoplifting after she posted online pictures of herself wearing the stolen dress. Okay. Genius, genius, genius! So many geniuses in this world. This one turns out to be a shoplifting girl. She stole a dress and put a picture up. Now her life is gonna be
corrupt.
Hey!
Boom.
Fist pound.
Yeah, hey.
You can hear it. Listen, fist pound.
Oh!
Yeah. Don't mess with me. A British firefighter has been sentenced to community service for setting a series of dumpster fires in an attempt to show his small village that the local fire station was a necessity and shouldn't be targeted for closing. That's like when Dwight set the office on fire so people would go over the fire rules. Right, Doug?
Yeah.
He's not listening.
He's not.
Doug just looked up at me like he was listening, and he's not. Doug. If the people could see you, Doug, they would know how disinterested you are when I talk. But I like for people to think that you like listening to me, so then maybe they'll be encouraged to listen. Cats don't listen to you.
No.
When you go home and you just live with two cats because your wife's out of town.
Right.
The cats don't listen. They just look up at you.
I invited you over for dinner.
I was watching Myth Hunters.
I know.
I could not get off the couch. That show.
This took a strange twist that I was not expecting.
It has enthralled me. It's enthralled me. I just sit there and I learn about these Solomon's gold mines, and it was awesome. And the cats don't listen.
Yeah.
The cat's in the cradle with the silver spoon.
Hey, I got three kids, man. Preach it.
Little boy blue and the man in the moon said you're coming home, son, don't know where. We'll be together then. Did you know that that song was written by a person that was probably on drugs because it came out in the 70s? We're upset about something.
Yeah.
Another state appellate court, this time in New York, has ruled that it's okay for parents to spank their kids.
James McDonald was talking about that this morning on KNKT.
What did he say?
I was listening to James McDonald this morning. He was just talking about the discipline of your children. It was really good. He's going through Proverbs.
I remember back in my day, it was all right to just beat the tar out your kid. You take them to Walmart, and they do something bad, you just whip the pants down and bang! Smack them bare butt in front of everybody. That way they're ashamed. And they're in pain.
Oh, man.
They'll never do that again.
Yeah.
But when they grow up, they become criminals, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West spend $500,000 on a gift for their child. Their kid's name is North. Guess what the gift is?
A pole.
No.
Oh.
I get it, though.
North Pole.
I got it.
Yeah, because then it'd be North's Pole. I can't breathe. I don't know. What did they get him?
A body double.
Oh, what?
It's for their daughter, North, too. Sorry, it's a girl. I thought it was a boy. It's a body double.
Wait, North is a girl?
North is a girl.
They named their girl North?
I know. Obviously, they didn't see the Elijah Wood movie back in the day.
And they set her up for failure when she's 20, and they're like, hey, this is Kim Kardashian and Kanye's daughter. She grew up crazy.
Her name is North.
And she owns a club, and this is it. It's called North's Pole.
Mm-mm. Listen to my chin. Listen to this sweet chin music.
Oh, Shawn Michaels.
Sweet chin music, Doug! Two Harvard students have invented spray cake, cake batter in a spray bottle.
Gross.
And it
dude.
Bakes in only 1 minute in the microwave.
Okay, nope.
Yeah, nope. And then these guys are going to be freaking rich just paying those student loans like no tomorrow because they invented spray cake. You know what we did today?
It's called Sprake.
Sprake.
What'd you guys do? I'm the inventor of Sprake.
If they didn't name it Sprake, I don't even know.
I've seen this movie. Have you seen Garden State?
Yeah.
It's like that dude that invents Velcro.
Yeah.
Or that the silent Velcro.
Oh, yeah.
And they use it or whatever. He just has parties at his mansion, and he doesn't even have furniture, and everybody's like, why don't you have furniture? You're a millionaire. Get a freaking chair, man. What are you doing? Oh, my gosh. That's what's going to happen to these guys. Why can't we invent something good? Doug, do you have any good ideas for inventions? No. He's not even listening. It's okay. According to the BBC, it looks like a piece of old leather. But if you look at Smithfield, Virginia's Isle of Wight County Museum, you'll learn that a century-old ham is still apparently edible. That's right. This ham is 100 years old, ranking right up there with the number of refrigerators that most American families have. We're bringing you the best news all the time. 100-year-old ham that you can eat. It's celebrated its 112th birthday. And it's the oldest cured ham in the world you could still conceivably eat. The ham is one of three kept side by side in cases that block out bugs and mold, while silica silica trays keep things dry. An expert lends support to the edibility idea from a microbiological standpoint. It's got an indefinite shelf life once you remove enough of the water. Still, he notes that doesn't mean it would taste good. Meanwhile, a food standards official isn't so sure it would be safe to eat.
Yeah.
He says after such a long time and without knowing how the ham was processed, it's difficult to know.
Dude, come on. Would you eat a piece of 112-year-old ham?
I'll eat anything for a dollar. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. While companies like Samsung and reportedly Apple want us to start wearing smart watches, which I will not be doing because I don't care about a watch, another company is raising funds for a wristband that will project time onto your hand. That's right. Incredibly useless. That's what that is. It not only projects the time onto your hand, it keeps you notified of any Facebook requests, tweets, and new emails. Wah, 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 wah. Lame.
Yeah.
Lame piece of thing. Here's a fun little story. Guys, breaking news is hard. It's tough sifting through this news. This is heavy stuff.
Heavy.
And we have to sift through it for your ears.
Yeah.
Because we know that your ears are gentle. Your ears...
like doves.
We want to keep them safe.
We really do.
We don't want you guys clicking onto this station and hearing the harsh realities of this bitter, cold world that we live in. We want you guys knowing really useful stuff. Like... you can still eat 112-year-old cured ham. And you might have two refrigerators, because that's how much half of Americans have. And we want you to know something like this. In a quest to pull off the perfect dine and dash, an Alberta, Canada woman allegedly forgot the most important part. She was arrested after police say she and two friends attempted to skip out on their bill at a restaurant, which was $141.67. But there was one problem. The accused left her purse behind at the table.
Gosh.
Criminals are smart.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. A guy in China who had more than one wife for 20 years has been arrested for polygamy.
Oh.
Police arrested the 45-year-old man when one of his wives contacted authorities after discovering the woman she believed he was having an affair with was also his legal spouse. She also discovered he had two other wives.
Oh.
That brings the total up to four wives. Polygamy in China is punishable by imprisonment or detention of up to 2 years.
Okay.
In Utah, it is gently encouraged. A would-be burglar was stopped when he got stuck climbing through a vent as he tried to break into an apartment in China. Firefighters worked about an hour to free the man from the narrow vent leading to the bathroom. He got stuck in a bathroom vent. How do you feel?
Sleepy.
Police in Iceland arrested a man for the 14th time in 2 weeks. He got arrested 14 times in 2 weeks. That's once a day.
How?
As he attempted to steal from a store, the man has been bungling store burglaries every night for 2 weeks and has been busted stealing food from hotel restaurants. Sadly, police say the thief is also accused of being rude to employees of the stores and hotels he stole or attempted to steal from. What a jerk.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys about criminals. Criminals are jerks, and they are not smart. Apparently, they leave their purses behind, and they get stuck in bathroom vents, and they're dumb.
The end.
The end.
Yeah.
If you're a criminal, you fall into all those categories. So check that out, because you're a dummy. Speaking of dummies, let's look at traffic. There's construction at I-25 in Paseo. It's your favorite part of town. But that's all I need to report right now, because it's time for birthdays.
Birthdays with Doug.
With Mr. Doug. Mr. Doug.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
Doug.
Good morning, Dougie.
How are you guys doing?
I'm tired!
Doug, if it was snowy outside and we had a blanket, would you just sit there and listen to my stories?
Yeah.
As we warm ourselves by the fire?
Can we have some hot cocoa?
Yeah.
From Solomon's Port?
Yes.
All right. That's what we're doing this winter.
Yes! You hear that?
One whole episode
you
of Emos and Morning Party.
Yep.
Mateo Stories.
Stories by Mateo, starring Tina the Witch.
Today is July 22nd, 2014, day 203. There are 162 days remaining in this fair year.
I like it.
It's good.
I'm ready for
first
this
up
year
this
to be
morning.
Over.
What? Well, it's not Marlon Brando or Christopher Reeve, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
Nope. An English actor started his career back in 1962.
Terrence Stamp.
Yes, sir. It is.
He played Zod.
He did.
He then went on to play Kal-El on Smallville.
Oh, and...
I mean, sorry,
Jor-El. And he played that motivational speaker guy in Yes Man, which was hilarious to me.
He also played Chancellor Valorum in Star Wars Episode 1. 2? One. Or 2? One.
Star Wars Episode 1.
He also is freaking Terrence Stamp.
That's right.
So that's cool. Terrence Stamp.
Terrence Stamp. Oh,
he
God.
He has the best... Like, if I could have anybody narrate me to sleep every night, Terrence Stamp. I'd listen to his stories by the campfire every night.
I wish that he would read me books.
I bet you he's read a few. He's got that really cool voice.
Part of me wants to say, I wish that Michael Caine would read me books, but I feel like I would keep saying, what?
Yeah.
What?
You'd have to, like, pay attention, like, wait.
There were parts in the Dark Knight that I had to rewind, because I was like, what happened with that ruby? What was he doing with the rubies? He was just throw what?
In the third Austin Powers, when him and Austin Powers start doing the old English little thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Terrence Stamp.
Sweet dude.
Is Zod.
The original Zod.
Son of Jor-El.
He's the OZ.
Poor Zod. Okay. Wouldn't he be... He's Z-O-D.
Hey, what? 71.
74.
He is 76 years old
today. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Everybody's got to go on.
Yeah, dude.
Next up.
Trebek!
Alex Trebek!
Yes. Yeah!
Wait, who is Alex Trebek? I win, Doug.
There you go.
What is 68?
What is 65?
Correct answer, 74.
Oh. Wow.
Whoa.
74.
Blech.
Trebek.
Tuesday is cool for doing school. You
next
can
up,
go and meet
an
your
American
friend.
Singer, songwriter, band leader, and music producer.
Morris Day.
The principal architect of P-Funk.
No.
Who's the mastermind?
George Clinton.
Yes.
My bad.
George Clinton.
This is a story of famous dog.
Yeah.
You say a famous dog?
Famous dog, man.
Who is it? Atomic Dog. Is it Droopy?
No.
Is it Lassie?
No, dude, it's Atomic Dog.
Is it Ren 10-10?
No.
Tooch? Is it a pound puppy?
No.
It's not one of the pound puppies?
It's not one of the pound puppies. Yeah.
It's Mr. George Clinton.
P-Funk. George Clinton.
I feel like it's one of the pound puppies.
He's 61.
I had a pound puppy.
You may remember him in such films as Good Burger.
Welcome to the Good Burger, home of the Good Burger, can't take it on it. Ugh. No! You ridiculous teenager! No!
What was that John Favreau movie with Jeremy Piven, PCU?
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
Yeah, he was in there too. Bow wow,
Ren 10-10. Bow wow,
what did I say, 60-something?
You said 61.
Pound puppies. 63.
He is 73 years old today.
Dang,
we got some old school
decades.
Next up.
Hey.
He started up as a stand-up comedian during the 1980s in New York City. Made his way to television with a small part in Miami Vice. His other roles include an extra in Madonna's Borderline video. He was also in Casualties of War, Mixed Blood, Die Hard 2, Hanging with the Homeboys.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Regarding Henry, Night Owl. Romeo and Juliet.
Mercutio.
He was in Spawn, Land of the Dead. Chu Wong Fu, Thanks for the Pest. Let me see if I can find something you guys would know.
Like, who is this?
Wait. He was in the Latino version of In Living Color back in the 90s.
Oh, John Leguizamo.
Yes.
Oh! He was in Spawn.
He was in Spawn. He was
the clown. He played the clown.
He was Benvolio. No. Yeah.
Yes, and Romeo
was,
and Juliet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go to hell up at the party.
Okay. John Leguizamo. John Leguizamo.
He wasn't Benvolio. Benvolio's best friend. He was,
He's 56.
No, he's 49.
He is 50 years old today.
Oh, man.
Close. Yeah. But no cigar.
Next up, American actress and singer made her first debut appearing in Barney and Friends, lasting from 2002 to 2004. Following this, she had cameo roles in films such as Spy Kids 3D, Walker Texas Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
She appeared on the Disney Channel series Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, as well as Hannah Montana and Wizards and Waverly Place.
Is it Lovato?
Gosh, can I phone a friend? I want to call
Mitch.
Is
it Gomez?
It is Selena Gomez.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Matt knew.
You know I know my Disney kids.
Gosh.
It's not creepy at all.
She's 29. No.
Oh, yeah. This is that song that makes a lot of sense. I want to love you like a love song.
What?
I love you like a love song.
But, oh, gosh. Just guess. We can move on. 29 is what I said. And I
it's a very deep love to love someone like a love song. Most love songs last about 3.5 minutes, and they get old after about 20 listens.
You know, she just, I think she's trying to convey the point that everything she wants to say has already been said before in all these songs. So it's just like,
so
hey,
deep,
I just love you like all these songs.
Doug,
say.
Wow. Doug, you just opened up a new world to me. A whole new world. Love song. Doug, my heart will go on.
Good.
You're the wind beneath my wings.
Okay.
Everything you do is magic.
You're my candle.
I'm leaving.
Don't leave. Yeah. You can be a part of this. Welcome.
Hold on loosely, but don't let go.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Okay. Selena Gomez is 21 years old.
She is 22 years old.
Yeah.
Almost had it.
Yeah, I way overshot that.
Next up, an American
39.
Actor, film director, and political activist. Known for his roles as Mr. Albert Johnson in The Color Purple, as well as Michael Harrigan in Predator 2, as well as corrupt cop James McPhee in Witness, Detective Sergeant Roger Murtaugh in Lethal Weapon, Detective David Tapp in Saw, George Knox in Angels in the Outfield. Most importantly, he's Donald Glover's dad.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny Glover. Yeah, yeah.
Most importantly?
Yeah.
Come on. Over being Murtaugh?
Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino, man. That's Donald Glover.
I know, but
that's
most,
Troy.
Most importantly,
I don't know. Troy and Abed in the morning.
He was also in the Royal Tenenbaums.
He was in the Royal Tenenbaums.
Is this my theme song right now?
There you go.
Gosh, 63.
Danny Glover. 64.
He is 68 years old. Next up.
Boys of Summer.
Yeah. Depends if it's the original or the Atari.
It's the original.
Who Don Henley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don Henley.
This is a good song. Classic song.
This is a classic
song. I feel like we're that skit on Saturday Night Live where they're just talking about cooking. And they're like, oh, we've got some great recipes coming up.
No! Okay, moving on then. 63.
Don Henley is 65.
Don Henley is 67 years old.
All right.
Thought I got it for a second.
Oh, all right. That was a good guess on birthdays.
That was a great guess. Today we wait, Spider-Man. Yes. Andrew Garfield.
No.
Emma Stone.
Nope. Go back of
John Reese Evans.
Set of films.
Tobey Maguire.
Oh, Toby? No. Kirsten?
Nope.
James Franco.
Nope.
Alfred Molina.
How can you remember?
He appeared in films, including Platoon.
Willem Dafoe.
Yes.
Boom. Green Globin. He's a Green Globin. He's a Green Globin.
He's in Boondock Saints. Mississippi Burning.
Yeah.
The English Patient.
He's been in a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
To Live and Die in L.A. The Fault in Our Stars. Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe, 59.
62.
No relations to Belle Biv DeVoe. He's 59.
How
he's 59?
Yeah, he's 59.
You got it.
I got it right.
You got
it. Didn't even give me props. I got it right.
Here's your Here is your...
Whoa! I referenced him this morning.
Yes.
It's Shawn Michaels' birthday?
Yes.
Whoa! Sweet chin music!
Sweet chin music! Listen! Listen!
How? What? Guys, oh, that is awesome.
This is great.
That's too cool.
This is a great day. Whoa, you can't say sexy?
Shawn Michaels. Gosh. Chris Chicago, The Hype. This is his all-time favorite wrestler.
Yes.
Like, crazy, insane fan of Shawn Michaels. Oh, gosh.
Shiver.
Okay. He's got to be 53.
Shawn Michaels, oh, 51.
He is 49.
Oh, we're so close.
And the last birthday this morning.
So close.
You don't want Richard? You don't know him as good as you.
David Spade?
Yes.
Yeah!
I'm getting better at this.
How's
deal?
That, Richard?
I'm not, but I could if you help me.
Forget it. I got enough to do without having to change your diapers.
Yeah.
Oh,
you should have played some
Spade.
Joe Dirt, my friend.
Nope. That's okay.
Richard?
You guys love that.
Joe Dirt.
The best.
Joe Dirt is the best.
I saw it once, and I was like, cool, man.
That guy a little cold.
You should not post about it on your un-Facebook.
That guy, you
know, a little cold.
I'm not even going there.
That guy in a little cold.
Chris Farley. He is. David Spade is.
1 second.
Huh?
Oh, he's working.
Oh, I missed it.
No, you're good.
David Spade is. Oh my gosh, what do you think? 50.
53.
He is 50 years old.
Yeah! Hooray for me. Hooray.
On to dates.
Okay.
This day, what year Willie Post became the first person to fly solo around the world, traveling 15,596 miles in 7 days, 18 hours, and 45 minutes?
1909.
1912.
1933. Okay,
cool.
Next up.
It is hot.
It is wicked hot. It's a good thing
it's
I
wicked
wore
hot.
Two shirts.
Yeah.
Outside Chicago's Biograph Theater, Public Enemy Number One, John Dillinger, was mortally wounded by
Public
FBI agents.
Public Enemy Number
One.
Oh,
this was Public Enemy.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Never saw it.
See, I never saw it either.
Because
and then one day I found
it. Terrible.
Because we own it. And I was like, oh, I've never watched this movie. I always wanted to and watched it. It was like, that was awesome.
Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm. There's a ton of people in that movie.
Yeah.
It's great. Okay. John Dillinger. 1934.
Dang it. Oh, okay.
That makes sense. Prohibition. Should have thought about that.
In this day in what year, police in Milwaukee arrested serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer.
Ooh.
Oh.
80s,
oh,
right?
We played at the Rave or whatever it is. It's the club right across the street from where he lives.
Ooh.
And that place is freaking haunted. It's weird. There's this giant ballroom up in the top, and there's a pool. It's like the whole... It's weird.
Gross.
Yeah, ghosts, man. Today we're going to talk about ghosts.
We were at a haunted hotel this last week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that place haunted?
Yeah. Yeah, and we
oh,
got to ride the elevator.
That was Tower of
Lightning.
Terror. That was the Tower of Terror. It's a ride. It's not...
What? No, that was real. It was at Disneyland. It was the old hotel from the 30s.
You're right.
Yeah. It's real.
Okay. This happened real. In 1978.
1983.
1991.
Oh.
Whoa, really? Dang.
On to number one songs.
Take out the papers and the trash.
You don't get no money cash.
If you don't scrub that kitchen floor.
Okay,
You ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Yaggity yak!
No call back.
1957.
1955.
1958. Ah! Man.
And the last one.
Oh, snap. 1992. Oh, wait. Ah! I already committed. 1992.
1991.
1992. 3.
Dang it! I knew it!
We went the long way.
Today is Hammock Day and New Music Tuesday.
It is New Music Tuesday. Premiering some brand new stuff.
We got good
music
jams
from House of Heroes. We had this incredible interview with Steven yesterday from Amberlin for the release of their record. So excited to share it with the atmosphere.
Yeah, the universe loved it.
Yeah, it was so great. Apparently that was an interview just for you and me.
Yeah. And it affirmed everything. All the greatest mysteries of Amberlin were answered.
Yep, and then the computer totally freaked out and didn't get it. So we don't have that.
Well, they recorded something, just
we
not
can,
that.
We can summarize it.
Yeah, like, we can.
We'll summarize it.
We'll say, he said that Amberlin was going to get back together next year.
So good.
No, he didn't say that. Yesterday, Josh Dunn texted me and said that he just walked past Mark Hoppus and he thought about me because they were at this award show. And they played the Alternative Press Awards. 21 Pilots and Mark Hoppus was hosting. And he was like, I just walked past Mark Hoppus and I thought about you. And I said, just go into a blink already, you jerk!
Oh, man. On the way back, we've got some William Beckett. Some poema. Some questions for your mind hole. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
I just refreshed the map and there's nothing going on to my knowledge.
Okay.
Construction I-25 in Paseo. Everything else looks pretty green, which means go, but don't go too fast because then you'll get a ticket. Possibly have an accident. Don't look at your phone. We have these awesome PSAs that Mitch loaded and they run it and they're talking about texting and whatnot.
Yeah, dude.
And I've learned a lot. As soon as I heard one, I texted my buddy and said, dude, you should hear this PSA I just heard about texting. And then I almost ran off the road, so I had to send it later. But everybody should listen. Don't text and drive. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Rocking some dirty chives this morning.
Oh,
not Doug. Doug said he didn't want any coffee today because he was getting the shakes.
What?
Yeah.
The shake and bakes. And I help.
And I help.
Oh, man.
You know, the older brother from Talladega Nights recently got in trouble. Did you read that article
what?
Or something?
No.
Yeah, he got, like, arrested for something.
Oh, shake and bake. I'm like, what? Yeah, where did that come from?
The older little brother.
Do you remember shake and bake?
Yeah.
Like the commercials?
Yeah, but I remember it in Talladega Nights,
I've
too.
I've totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Older brother got in trouble.
He did.
That's crazy.
Shake and bake.
And I helped.
I have a list. Don't I always? Mm-hmm. According to Razor Gator.
Razor Gator.
Yeah. Most expensive summer concerts. It is summertime. I just picked up some tickets for a concert I will be going out to see. You know, speaking of concerts, Amberlin, their final tour, still does not have an Albuquerque date.
Interesting. It's a scenario we never anticipated, yo.
Yeah. It's starting to make me actual nervous, in real life nervous, that I'm going to have to travel for this.
Travel, travel.
Final Amberlin record released today. But yeah! This is their final tour!
Final tour.
I'm going to have to travel somewhere, I think. I don't know.
We'll you are a traveling man, doing everything.
I got a list
can.
of shows that none of us can afford.
Cool.
So if this show comes to your town, chances are you're probably just going to go pass. Mm-hmm. Listed the most expensive tickets over the last year, all right? Most expensive summer concert, which is unbelievable. Take a gander. Take a wild guess. Let's see if you can name some of these artists.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, not on the top 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones, number one.
Oh!
Okay. This is unbelievable. The average concert ticket cost to see the Stones, $624. $624.
Yep.
To see the Rolling Stones.
How much were they when you saw them?
Gosh, well, they cost me free because my mom took me because I was in hike school. And she got two tickets and said, "Who wants to go?" And I said, "Me." So, I mean, they cost me time and energy and effort. And at the time, I was like, "Ugh, I guess I'll go." And now I'm like, "Hey, high five, high school you. You made one good decision in high school. That was good. Top 10 list of the most expensive tickets in the last year. Number 10, the Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles.
I.e. Paul McCartney.
Right. Not the Beatles. No, just Paul.
Paul McCartney / the Beatles. Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney. Average ticket concert cost $241. Gosh, dude. That's insane. That is insane.
I can't imagine spending $624 on a concert.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of money in my life.
Number 9, Pink. $270.
Well, she does that whole circus thing.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Number 8, Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
Average ticket cost $282.
Wow.
Okay, when we bring shows into town, which is rare these days.
Rare.
Of the lack of support. But when we bring shows in town, we have like, you know, we just had a $5 ticketed show for Run River North. And I'm seeing these tickets, and I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? Number 7, Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Bae. What's up, Bae?
The Illuminati.
Oh, snap.
It's going to cost you $282. Same as Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
Average cost for Beyonce. Now we're dipping into the $300.
Yep.
Gosh, dude. Top 10 most expensive tickets over the last year. I really hope Amberlynn comes here for their final tour. Come on, guys! Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, you know, can't complain.
Okay, great. Hey, anyways, I went to a concert in 1977, my very first concert.
Yeah.
It was a band, you may have heard of them, Led Zeppelin.
Nope.
Yeah.
$11.
$11?
$11
took hairs. Almost all of my paycheck. Oh,
wow.
That's crazy, man.
At the Pontiac Silverdome, and it was general admission. You could go anywhere. It was insane.
That was back when Detroit was a part of America.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, don't even start on the Detroit stuff.
$11, and that was a lot of cash at the time?
That was my whole paycheck.
That's cash.
I was kind of on the fence about it. I'm like, I don't know. But my buddy was like, it's Led Zeppelin, man.
You're like, so. But see, that's cool because that's one of the best bands in history. And you'll always be able to say,
"Hey,
I saw him."
Yeah,
my first concert.
Your very first concert.
That's really cool.
That's better than mine, man. Mine was Reba McEntire and Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Let me tell you guys about my first concert, Jars of Clay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and Plum, and I think Audio Adrenaline.
First concert I ever paid for myself, though, was a very different experience. So, anyways, thanks, Bill.
Thanks.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye. First concert. That's a good question.
What about what's the most money you've ever spent on a concert?
I like that, too.
And I put up a picture of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Rolling Stones. Number one. Average ticket cost $624. The most I ever spent on a ticket was to see the U2 Evolution Tour.
Yeah. Was that with Muse?
In Denver, it was with The Fray.
Oh.
We didn't get Muse. Yeah. Elevation Tour. Did I say Evolution Tour? It was the Evolution Tour. They evolved.
I wanted to go to that Muse U2 tour, but I just could not afford it.
Right. I think that was the most expensive. I'm trying to remember how much it was. I'm wanting to say it was like a couple $100 for a pair of tickets.
Wow.
And to me, that was like all the money in the world, but it was like, well, it's U2. I got to go. I cannot fathom these. All right.
Yeah.
I got a list. Top 10. Here we go. I mentioned Paul McCartney was number 10, $241. Pink, number 9, $270. Fleetwood Mac and Beyonce, $282. Now, number 6, dipping into the $300 price range. Gosh, Roger Waters, $314. Now, number 5 is actually currently number 1 for the summer 2014 tour.
Jay-Z.
So, Rolling Stones obviously not on tour right now, but throughout the year, this was for all of 2014. So, most expensive summer concert of 2014 right now, currently on tour, JT.
JT?
Justin Timberlake. The average concert ticket cost to see Justin Timberlake right now is $339.
Good grief. I have a friend from Minnesota that was tweeting about how she went to see him and she was like in the second row. I can't imagine how much money she spent.
Oh, gosh. That's insane.
Well, the funny thing is, we have a friend that knows, like, has internal knowledge or something about... He knows somebody on the inside with the whole JT operation.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake clears $1 million a night.
Yeah.
Like, in profit.
Yeah.
So after all of his expenses, like renting the venue, paying the caterer,
all the different
and all
merch,
of that
vendors
stuff,
and everything, there's taking care of all the stuff.
Gas for the buses, because there are buses, the bus fees, drivers, all the other musicians, the whole shebang.
After
all of that, he clears $1 million. Profit. For him.
Well, his average concert ticket cost is $339.
I guess that's
and
how.
And he's selling out everywhere he's going.
That's how.
Number four on the list of most expensive summer concerts from this last year. As I said, currently number one because JT's currently on tour.
Right.
Number four, our boy, our birthday boy today, Don Henley. Mm. The Eagles.
Yeah.
$354. For a ticket to see the Eagles. It's interesting how half of these are like old school. You got Paul McCartney, you got Fleetwood Mac, you got Roger Waters on the list, you got the Eagles on the list, and then you've got like, you know, your Pink, your Beyonce, your JT.
It makes sense to me though.
Yeah.
It makes sense that the classics
would
charge more.
Right.
Because we're running out of time. Not calling them. No, seriously. Not calling them old or whatever, but they're not going to be around forever.
Right.
And some of these bands have been around for 40 years.
Yeah. And then on the flip side, you've got artists like Maroon 5, who are number three, $364. Oh. $364.
These are the averages, people.
Average concert ticket cost.
This is the average.
So, you know.
People are going all out for this concert.
Yeah. Who do you think number two is? If we got Maroon 5 already, the Eagles, Justin Timberlake, all these big artists. Number one, of course, a classic artist, the Rolling Stones.
I think it's either Bieber or Jay-Z.
Oh, man. Neither.
Really?
Neither one. Mm-hmm. Neither one. Mm. Come on.
Is it a country artist?
I'm not telling you. You got to guess it. Number two.
Taylor Swift.
Most expensive summer concert. I don't think she toured the summer because she's not on the top 10 list, and that surprises me.
Yeah. Okay.
Not even on the top 10 list. Number
House
two.
Of Heroes.
Close.
Okay.
They will be doing later summer tour. I wish it was the Foo Fighters because that means they would have toured this summer.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I give up. One Direction, the Wundy.
The Wundy.
The Wundy.
The Wundy.
The O'Neaters.
Number two, average, gosh, dude. Average concert ticket cost?
Yeah.
$460.
That's good.
To see One Direction.
That's good news. That's really good news.
Gosh! It is summertime. There are a lot of amazing summer concerts. Of course, Amberlin gearing up for their final tour ever! No Albuquerque date yet. Come
no
on,
Albuquerque
Amberlin,
date.
Get on it.
We want you guys.
They got a new record in stores today, so we'll be doing New Music Tuesday coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, but we want to hear your stories of the best shows you've seen. Maybe the most expensive ticket you ever bought. I feel like mine's gotta be U2. Think. Hey, that's kind of...
That's interesting.
Oh, keeping the music going. Hang out with us. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Castle traffic.
Let's see what's popping on the highway.
Yeah.
Mitch, how was it when you were driving in?
It was real calm. It was real good. People were not texting and driving.
It was real good.
It was real good.
Gosh.
It was gooder.
Smooth.
It was gooder than usual.
Smooth. Smoothest.
It was real good.
The only thing to report is the construction at I-25 in Paseo, and of course all the slowed down traffic around that. That's the whole thing. That's the whole shebang.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. The phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Talking about the most expensive shows of the year. Actually, just the summer. This is the summer concert ticket that costs you stupid amounts of money. We got a top 10 list of the most expensive tickets over the last few months, at least for the summer. Number one, not surprising, the Rolling Stones. Their average concert ticket costs $624.
Yeah.
That's insane!
That's a lot of money for a Rolling Stone.
Oh! My dad has a story about the Rolling Stones.
Yeah?
My dad was a bouncer at a bar, and he wasn't working one night, and there was a guy in place for him, and he said that the Rolling Stones came in and asked to use a few of their tables, their pool tables, and the guy said no. And my dad flipped out on said guy. Flipped out.
That's hilarious. Oh,
that's
man.
Good. I'm glad your dad stood for what was right.
Yeah.
What's right, man? The Stones. So great. Top 10 most expensive tickets in the last year. Number 10, Paul McCartney. Average concert ticket cost $241.
Come on, Paul.
You've got Pink on the list, Fleetwood Mac, Beyonce.
Nope.
Number 6, Roger Waters. It's interesting, like the mix of classic and new. No.
Who? Mm. Hold on. Mm. Who's Roger?
Yeah, exactly.
Roger. You don't know?
Exactly. Okay. He's the lead singer of...
It was Zeppelin, right?
No,
my
was,
gosh.
No, it's Jimmy Page and Robert
Cage.
Plant. That's Robert Plant.
Oh, Robert Plant.
Roger Waters is... Man, Steve Ryman would be
Bill,
so
call
mad
us
at
in.
Us right now because he's like, Roger Waters, greatest rock
oh,
voice
I
of
know
all.
This.
You know who says that? Is Kenny Riley says, greatest rock voice of all
yeah.
time. And I'm like, I think it's Roger Daltrey. And he goes, no, it's Roger Waters. He's the lead singer of Bad Company. No,
yeah.
I don't know.
No,
this is why Google was invented, people. Roger Waters, he was, in a band called Pink Floyd.
I've heard of them.
Okay, I thought Pink Floyd was the dude's name when I was little, so whatever.
I gotta be honest, guys. I never really listened to Zeppelin or Pink Floyd, and I usually just group them together.
There
so
you
that's,
go.
That's my excuse.
Static!
Seriously?
Yep. Yeah, you know,
seriously?
Whatever.
Bill?
Pink Floyd.
Okay. Were they like a rock band, or like a... What kind of music did they
play?
They
were kind of... Did you like Pink Floyd a lot,
like,
Bill?
Are you
songs,
asking
right?
me what Pink Floyd's music is like?
Did you like them a lot?
There was a period of my time when I was building a testimony.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thanks.
I'll leave it at that. Okay,
go.
That's the kind of music they played.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
I like that.
Bye.
All right.
I just thought that his parents were cruel for naming him Pink.
Gosh. Number five.
That's funny.
Justin Timberlake, he's currently number one for the summer 2014 tours because, well, he's on tour right now. The average ticket concert ticket costs $339.
For who?
JT. $339.
Found some on a certain website for $80, but you probably couldn't see him.
Right.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The Eagles were number four, Maroon 5, number three, One Direction was number two, and number one, most expensive concert ticket, average concert ticket cost $624 to see the Rolling Stones.
Stones, baby.
We posted it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You spent a stupid amount of money to see a band you love.
Yes, I did. They had disappeared for approximately 8 years, and then they came back, and I spent approximately $200 on one ticket. And it was for
Gosh.
Five Iron Frenzy.
$200 to see Five Iron.
To see Five Iron?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's
I'm making that emoticon face where it's
yeah.
kind of
yeah,
the
no,
big cheesy
you.
Grin like,
Static!
Good morning!
Morning!
Hey.
So I've never spent a ridiculous amount of money, mm-hmm. but there was one concert fairly recently that I can say has got to be hands down the most memorable. So
So I am a huge Coheed and Cambria fan. Like, bar none, one of my favorite bands. Period.
Yep.
Last year, not only did I win tickets to go to see them, but I got to go backstage with my girlfriend at the time and two other people to play wiffle ball with the band.
That's cool. Wow. That's so really cool.
I'm glad the original drummer's back.
You know what? Okay, so I'm a drummer, and I love that the original drummer is back. However,
you missed the
Chris
other guy.
Penny
yeah.
is a beast.
What, was
there
he
are
in,
certain
he
songs
was in Dillinger.
That I know we'll never hear live again just because he yeah. is technically just phenomenal.
He was in Dillinger Escape Plan, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's
yeah, he was pretty awesome.
He's a wonderful drummer, but do I think he fit? Kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, he kind of always I mean, stuck out, though. You know, like the...
Yeah.
And it's probably because... Well, I saw the tour, good... The one that had Welcome Home on it, Apollo,
yeah.
Good Apollo. I saw that tour. It came through Nashville, and it was incredible. One of the best shows I've ever
Who
seen.
Who did we see them play with?
We saw them at the thing. For Alice in Chains and...
Oh, that's right.
That's
yeah.
who we saw.
Yeah.
And so when
yeah.
I saw them, it was the original lineup. It was before the drummer had quit. And the bass player had gone to jail. So,
well, the drummer didn't quit, per se. He had a drug issue.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he went to rehab. Like, he's cleaned himself up tremendously.
Right.
Like, he actually, to take 4 seconds out, one of the cool things that he does is, like, among fans who are online who reach out,
yeah.
he actually spends time with them talking about how to get over drug addictions and all these different things.
Yeah, I saw a big article he wrote about his time in rehab and how much it meant to him. It changed his life and stuff like that.
Amazing.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks for the call.
Cool. You have a good day.
You too.
What's the most you've paid for a concert?
I think U2 was about. I think it was a couple hundred bucks for
a pair
of tickets.
I paid $30 to see Jimmy Eat World and Paramore in Sacramento on a
$30.
That was it. I've never paid like big amounts for anything.
That's hilarious because they're coming for the 10th anniversary of Futures,
and it cost more than that.
And it was more than that. And I was like, I don't know, but we did. We're going. Well, we have to. It's Jimmy. But
yeah.
It was like 30. It was 35. $35. And I was like, oh, so much money
but it's,
for a
what
concert.
It's
$35.
Times two.
Yeah, $70 for a pair of tickets.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. And then we look at this list. $624 for a Rolling Stones ticket. So
I would have to go alone and I wouldn't be able to eat for like a month.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-oh. Check this out. Tanya or says two. Freedom Fest was the most she spent for a concert.
Nice.
$1?
The most expensive ticket that I can remember is the Supernatural Tour for DC Talk. She got floor tickets. It was under $30, but to a middle schooler, that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true. Thebes says a friend spent $300+ for two tickets to Lollapalooza back in 1992. Whoa. One of them was for him. 16 rows back in the center, and he paid $25 for a ticket to see Social D. And that was about 8 years ago. That was $30 too much.
I saw them live once, too, and it was really scary.
Randy says her husband and her spent $65 apiece for tickets to see Journey and the Steve Miller Band.
Okay.
That was cool. That was last month. 2 years ago, Disciples, $12. Last week, Casting Crowns was $35.
Okay. Man, and those seem like normal ticket prices to me.
Yeah,
and then
those
you look
are.
At this list of the top 10 most expensive tickets of the summer, and I'm just freaking out.
Well, Lauren spent $150 to see Fall Out Boy, and she got meet and greet passes.
Man.
Jeez. But
that's
that was
a
that
lot
back
of cash.
In like 2006 when they were like brand new.
Well, they're on tour right now.
Dude, they're cleaning
no,
up.
Could be.
They're cleaning
yeah.
up
no,
right
no,
now.
I think I love their music right now. I think it's great, but
well, no, I know what you're saying. But back in the heyday, you would think. But I think now
it's probably
they're
more,
making more money
yeah.
than when they were at like their pinnacle.
Yeah,
weird.
Yeah, Static.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. Doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. So I didn't pay a lot for these tickets, but the story behind it is kind of cool. So I went to see Skillet last weekend in Ruidoso.
Nice.
And that was a really good one. We were sitting in like section 4, kind of back. Well, and so I asked this lady, and I was like, since you're awesome, can you get us closer? And she's like, give me a second. We ended up getting like the $125 ticket row in the front row. Mm. And it was awesome. I got hit. Okay, so Jen threw her sticks.
Yeah.
threw a drumstick out into the crowd, and I didn't catch one, but I did get hit in the head.
That's good. That's so like a that's
I
like a relic.
I totally count it as I met Jen Ledger.
That's
because you get in the
you
head.
Guys practically dated.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yep. That's awesome. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
You too.
Can we just talk about how that's a $125 ticket?
Yeah.
What?
Static.
To see Skelet.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
It's SB.
SB.
I just remember growing up in middle school and high school, my youth leader would be the one to buy the tickets. So I just remember doing hours and hours of pulling weeds and stuff like that to earn my way to concerts. So I used to help clean up around my youth pastor's lawn and stuff so that they would get me tickets to the concerts. And that was a lot of work for a middle schooler.
Right.
You're right.
Yep. Child labor. It's never
but
right.
My favorite concert was Skillet that I got tickets from you guys for. And my husband and I went, and it was awesome.
Skillet.
And it was hot and sweaty.
There you go.
All right.
Glad you had fun.
Thanks, Colin SB.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is 8 o'clock.
I think we should all just call in and talk about our Skillet experiences.
There you go. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, oh, man, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, talking most expensive tickets. It is the summer concert time, and I'll tell you what, man, I'm about to have to spend some extra cash to go see Amberlynn somewhere, because they're not on out the Albuquerque list.
They're not.
They're not. There's no
single
Albuquerque show right now.
Tier.
Yeah.
Single.
So.
Tier. Double tier.
Their new record releasing today, their final album. They're getting up ready for their final tour.
Hey.
Yeah.
I can talk about that right now because I'm totally going to play that for Cover to Cover today.
Yes.
Hooray.
I'm excited about that.
12 o'clock today, guys.
12 o'clock. Because you do that on Tuesdays instead of Wednesdays.
Dang it. Today's Wednesday. Oh,
today's
dang
Tuesday.
It.
Today is tomorrow. Tuesday.
So you can still talk about it, but you do it tomorrow.
I'm going to do that tomorrow,
FYI,
guys.
Your show?
Tomorrow.
You do that on Wednesday.
Good call.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Because you and me do New Music Tuesday on Tuesdays, and Wednesday you do Cover to Cover.
Okay, so since I have to hang out with you all day today, I'm going to leave now.
Hey, Doug, there what are you doing?
All right. Quick break. Coming back, we've got some Jeffrey Sleep, some Fallout Boys, speaking of the FOB, and more comments from you. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Here we go.
I'll have that party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
It's a talk.
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. What's up now?
Dang, dude.
Lots of songs.
Yeah.
That one messed up.
Which one?
This one.
Oh.
It's funny when you think you've got a new song and it turns out to be an entire EP.
Oh, good.
And then you're like, oh, no. This is old. This came out 3 years ago. So you don't do it.
Who was it?
New Lore. They got a new record coming out, so we'll get a new track from them in a few months.
Nice.
Yeah.
It is New Music Tuesday. Your chance to vote on all the Muzak.
Muzak.
Tell us what you think. Should we add it to rotation? We don't know. We get so much music week in and week out. In fact, if you're a local artist and you would like to get music played on Static Radio, it's easy. Head to our website, mystaticradio.com.
Oh,
under the Locals Rules section, you can submit an MP3, a band bio. And, dude, we'll play your track at least once.
At least one time.
At least once. So, I don't even know where to begin. There's so much music.
Yes. To my knowledge, we did not get any Locals Rule in.
Okay.
None of that came in. Because last week we had a couple of them.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
Oh, it says a different song. Weird. Weird!
Oh. Yeah, I put in the wrong title.
It's all good.
It's all good.
We have a lot of artists, and looking at the list, because I didn't even get to see this list yesterday.
That's right.
Looking at it for the first time, there's a lot of great bands on here. So, some bands I've never heard of, some bands that we do get a we got a locals rule. I'm talking. What you talking about, Willis?
I don't know.
Right here, the song "Boom Boom Boom."
Oh yeah, gosh. Yeah. Well, I don't even. Yeah. This guy. You want to start with that? Let's start with that.
Okay.
All right. There's a dude. His name is Ben.
He's pretty awesome.
Ben is the man.
Yes.
He is actually one of the worship leaders over at Calvary Knob Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And he recently, they're still finishing up everything. They're getting like cover art and getting final this and final that in. But he recorded a project actually here on campus at Studio 150.
Oh, nice.
Which is a phenomenal.
Yeah.
Is it? It's 150?
Yeah, Studio 150.
Sometimes I think it's 501, and then I'm like, no, that's something else.
501 jeans.
That's what it is. Levi's. No, he recorded a project with our boy Kenny.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty dang good.
It's pretty good, and here it is. For the first time, we are premiering a brand new track from Studio 150, and Ben Lowry, worship leader down at Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater. And so, yeah. The song is called Pressure.
Oh, yeah.
It's here for you. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Ben Lowry. The song's called Pressure.
Oh, yeah. First comment, I love New Music Tuesday at 8 instead of 9.
Boom! Thank
you. So do we.
Yeah, we do too.
We kind of can't help what's going on.
We can't help it.
She says she also totally digs this song. Good on Ben.
There you go.
Good local submission. Bill Peterson says, yep. Mark says, so echoey.
Ooh, I like that.
So echoey.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Ben Lowry, a locals rule. And if you are a local artist, you'd like to get your music played on Static Radio, it's easy. MyStaticRadio.com, under the locals rule section, submit your MP3, your band bio, and I promise we'll play it. And if it's good like that last one, we'll play it more than once.
That's right.
That was really good.
I know.
Nicely done, Ben.
You did good.
Yeah, I like it.
You done good, boy.
All right, keeping it going for New Music Tuesday. This band is called Loyals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about them.
Okay. I'm trying to remember if this is the... No, I'm thinking of a different band.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just a band... Check them out.
Just a band. Check them out. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Welcome to New Music Tuesday with Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Loyals. Offerth.
The offers is in, and people love it. I wish
OFFURTH. That's how you say that song.
I wish Doug was still here. Offerth. That band, Loyals, features John from Bigfoot Wallace.
Yeah,
which is I believe we played Bigfoot Wallace before.
Yeah, one of the first bands to Static Radio a few years ago. So,
and backing up our positive reaction is Jeanette, who says, "Barry, is Offerth even a word?" Mark says, so boring and yet strangely exciting. The guy singing takes the froggy voice to a level I'm not sure I like, but I wouldn't mind hearing that song again. Interesting. Patty says, this is a song you listen to when you are depressed and want to stay depressed. Casey says, no, thanks. Next, TJ says, I hope this song isn't representative of their daily decision making, because this is, wait for it,
boring.
On the flip side, New Music Tuesday at 8 is a wise decision.
Yeah.
We're going to compile all your comments.
Yes, we are.
And we're gonna send them up the ladder.
Yeah, tell us what you think. You prefer it at 8 o'clock, let us know. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Of course, we had moved it in the summertime to the 9 o'clock hour just to see, you know, the reception because it is the summertime.
It is.
And it seems like 8 o'clock is way, 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 way better.
Yeah, we would assume that people would be up later during the summer, but apparently not.
Thanks for all the feedback and all the input on 8 o'clock versus 9 o'clock. You can also submit email studio@mystaticradio.com. Keeping it going, this next artist, Anton Kellner.
And the Lone Stars.
There you go. Song is Rebel. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't waste it on bleeding. Don't waste it on
bleeding. Don't waste it on bleeding. Don't waste it on bleeding. Don't waste it alone. Don't waste it alone.
Anton Kellner and the Lone Stars. Song called Rebel. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Look at all the lovely commenters on Facebook.
Hey, guys. For
hello,
real,
everyone.
Thank you for commenting.
Yeah.
Because we... this
it's
is,
a big thing.
We needed this.
We needed this. We really did, guys.
Here's the thing. Yeah. That singer, that guy used to be in a come and live band called Holding On to Hope. I believe they were like a metal band or something.
Okay.
I think I could be wrong because I've never listened to them.
Okay.
But they were on Come and Live, and that guy, he started, I guess that band broke up. He said, I'm working on new music, and this is the first big single they put out, and it's Anton Kellner and the Lone Stars. JD says, Diggs. Benny says, best one yet. I actually get it.
Okay.
Jeanette says, dig it. It got better. Then it ended. Bill says, yep. Steve says, good feel. I like that the song doesn't rely on the banjo to drive it. It's a keeper.
Yeah,
because the banjo's kind of hanging out in the back.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was sarcasm. Matt says, new mellow Tuesday. But I like the song, dig. Guys, don't worry. We were getting the mellow out of the way.
Yeah, because so it's going to pick up, man.
In just a minute, all of you guys are going to be like, what? Patty Dickinson says, oh, redeeming banjo. I wish I had money to choke on. Amen. Me too, Patty. Barry, that was the thing I told Steve. I was like, it's a good song, but he's got this line where he's like, I hope you choke on your money.
Yeah.
And I don't know why anybody would want anybody else to choke, because it's the worst feeling. When you choke on something, it's the worst.
It's pretty bad.
It is. Even when you, like, you're going to do something exciting and you choke.
Yeah.
You know, like when we wanted to do Soarin', and by we, I mean I, and you almost choked and didn't write it.
I
but
almost
then you
choked.
Did.
Here's the thing. When I was younger, we went to California Adventure at Disneyland, and that was one of the rides we went on, mm-hmm. and I felt like I got ripped off. Like I wasted 15 minutes of my life because you sit in a hang glider and soar over California. It was the most boring thing in the universe. So
yeah?
I was like, I will never ride that again. And then we went to Disneyland this last week, and you're like, dude, ride this ride with me.
Yep.
Well, no, you didn't even say that. It was like, well, I'm riding this ride.
I was like, see ya.
And there's no line later. So I walked up to the guy and I'm like, how long does this ride take? It's like 5 minutes or whatever it takes. I'm like, ugh, fine. So you, me, and Jeff Gilbert jumped on Soarin', and then I had to apologize getting off the ride because
it was
absolutely fantastic.
When it's such a relaxing ride.
It was a great
ride. You feel like you're flying.
You're like flying over the orange groves.
How could you not like that? How could any person in this world not like flying?
Yeah, but when you're a teenager and you're like, yeah, dude, but Star Tours. Yeah, dude, but all these other rides that are so long and the lines are so long. Why am I going to waste 20 minutes of my Disneyland time?
And then we rode Tower of Terror.
Yes, we did.
Which was still awesome. TJ says, may the summer of 2014 be remembered as the summer of forgotten music. This is okay, but is anyone going to remember this in 4 months?
Ooh, dude.
I don't know, man. We'll see if 21 Pilots puts out a new record or not.
Yes.
TJ. All right, now, here's the thing. Memorable music, okay?
Yeah.
I have never been a TFK fan.
You haven't?
I know Trevor.
Yeah.
He's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I used to make fun of him to his face. And it's one of my crowning achievements.
Yeah.
And nah,
I always made fun
good...
of him for rhyming skills to his face. We'd go, okay, Trevor, we used to do wordplay, words that rhyme.
I think I've told this joke on the air, but I'm going to tell it again.
Okay.
We were hanging out with them. they were headlining some festival, and they invited us onto their bus because it was in Alabama, and we drove over to hang out. And we wrote with Trevor for our first record. He came in and kind of helped us move some stuff around because being an indie band, coming into like a more corporate music model, when you get on a record label, sometimes you forget to write things like choruses or bridges for your songs. So it's great to have like a quote unquote veteran, not really, but a guy that's up in the mix, you know, to come in and kind of help you structure things. And he helped us out with a couple of songs. Stuff that we had written, he was just like, why don't you move that to the pre-chorus and make that the bridge? And then it was like, oh, that makes way more sense. And it sounded better.
Yeah.
So we're friends. We are hanging out on his bus. They invited us on the bus. And then I was like, hey, Trevor, I thought about you the other day when we were driving through Texas. And he was like, yeah? I was like, yeah, we drove past this cow field. And it was so stinky. And all I could hear those cows saying was, move! And he was like, oh. It was one of those things where he started laughing, and then he realized I was making fun of his song.
Yeah.
He went, ha, 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 oh. Yeah. Oh, and everybody started laughing.
He's like, you got me, man.
Now you got new music to make fun of.
Yeah, but here's the difference.
Yeah.
I was completely shocked by this song.
I haven't heard it.
I'm not a TFK fan. Probably I'm still not a TFK fan. But like I said, the guys are cool. This song kind of, it's, just listen to
it. We got the song sent to us, and you told me yesterday, hey man, brand new TFK. And I was like, okay. And then you said, no, I'm going to play it for New Music Tuesday. And I said,
what's wrong, man?
Yeah. So I've been excited to listen to it.
Get ready, guys.
All right, brand new 1,000-Foot Crutch. The song is Born This Way. It's a cover of Lady Gaga. No, okay.
No.
All right. It's a brand new original song.
Yeah.
From Trevor and the boys. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Thousand-Foot Crutch, Born This Way.
Sounds like Kid Rock.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I gotta know what the people think.
I do, too. Strange, man. It's like them rapping on a Southern rock song. Yeah. Only song I like by TFK and still have a problem admitting it is Heart Miser, Heat Miser, a Christmas song. And after hearing this, nothing has changed. Thank you, Thebes. Bernadette says dig. Kyle says, not too bad. The vocals are impressive. I say dig it. Bill Peterson says, not sure if you were aware, but 1,000-Foot Crutch has done fundraisers to help the American Civil Liberties Union. Thank you, Bill. Bill is the winner. Bill is being declared winner of the intranet.
Man, I want to talk about this, but it's already New Music Tuesday and we missed our window.
It's okay. Some things aren't worth talking about.
Gosh.
Casey says dig. Patty says throw up your dig fist.
Okay.
Matt says, I feel like I've heard this before. Is this a cover? It kind of sounds like a Kid Rock song. That's probably
really
the closest. I'm just so thrown off. Yeah. Because when I think of TFK, I think of like rap rock, like nu metal.
Limp Bizkit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
That does not sound, that
nope.
sounds completely different.
That
I
is,
don't know.
That is stained in Kid Rock.
So I wanted to know what you people
Limp Bizkit,
thought.
But yeah, we need to know. Give us your feedback, please. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Keeping it going?
Keeping it going.
Okay. What
right,
do we
guys.
Got next? What do you, where do you want to go?
Let's see. I kind of like what you got going on
All
right there.
All right. This next band, they're called Taki. Not like a...
This band?
Yeah.
Okay, when I came in one time to help out, or no, I was just staying with you, and I just came in one day to do the morning show, like a couple years ago.
Okay.
You had a band in studio called Blood and Water.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. And they said, hey, we played with you guys before. And I was like, oh, yeah. Because they were from California. But then I remember when we played, it was at this church, and it was just one of the worst shows.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I don't want to remember it. But yes, this band features members of Blood and Water and I Am Empire.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And they've combined to form a band called Taki.
All right.
And they've released a few songs, and supposedly they have more new music coming out soon.
On the way.
This is the newest song. It's called Lavos.
Lavos? Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Taki. Lavos?
The song's called Lavos.
Lavos?
Lavos. Lavos lamp.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Mm.
We do this every single Tuesday, 8 o'clock hour, and your chance to vote on all the new music that artists submit to us, because we get a lot of new music.
Oh, yeah.
Week in, week out, we get MP3s submitted to us, which you can submit if you're a local artist and you want to get your band played on the station. It's easy, mystaticradio.com. Get there, check out the locals rules section. You can submit your MP3, you can give us a band bio, tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll play your track for New Music Tuesday. And if it doesn't suck and the people like it, we'll keep playing it.
Nomi says, yeah, no.
Really?
I guess she didn't like it.
Okay.
But Phoebe says, yes. Matt says, reminds me of Thrice. I love Thrice.
Ooh.
Dig, TJ says, this song would be appropriate after completing a successful dump. Thank you. for that little window into your life.
When are they not successful is the question.
Oh, they can be very
really?
Unsuccessful.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I guess I just don't have those issues.
Jeanette says, dig, I guess. And Bill says, huh? Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on.
All right, moving on. The next band on the list, they're called The Rival. Ooh. This song is Endless. We've played a track from them before.
I believe so.
Yeah. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, going to be talking with Tim Skipper, frontman of House of Heroes, and world premiering a brand new song.
Yes.
I said world premiere.
World premiere,
we got
baby.
It first.
We got it first.
No one else. Take that, radio, you.
It's because we know him personally, but they do too.
They do too.
I told Tim, I was like, you need to send this to radio. You need to send it to everybody. Send it.
But not till after we get to play it first.
Please.
World premiere. It's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, so get ready for that. Really excited to play. Also got some Cold War Kids, some brand new Sleep Wave, some Rise
what?
Against on the way.
What?
I know. Good
what?
Stuff. Right now, it's The Rival. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. The Rival. Song's called Endless. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That one featuring Philip LaRue.
Yeah, if you recognize it.
LaRue.
I believe he was in, wasn't LaRue he and his sister?
He and his sister, yeah.
Yeah. And this is his new thing.
Dude, that's the jam right there. That sounded really good.
Brand new music.
I like what he's doing.
From The Rival.
Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Man, I don't know what Jeanette likes.
Jeanette?
Barry, too poppy.
More like Jeanette LeDon't, you know what I mean? Because she doesn't like anything. Because her last name's LeDon. I'm going to go.
Matt says dig by the dig. Go. Jennifer says dig it. Matt, other Matt says, my computer is about to auto restart, and if I miss the HOH premiere, I'm going to go punch some flowers.
Yeah, you should.
And this song is pretty all right.
All right.
TJ says, this song belongs on That's What I Call Music 57. Thebe says, this is a solid song, and I really want to like it. However, the vibrato is really killing it for me. I blame Kevin Max and Phil Wickham. See, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Patty says, I love rock and roll. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. Dig. I'm glad Patty's back.
I am, too.
She's been gone for a while.
Yeah, it's summertime, you know, and youth groups run away and go off to camps, and people who care go away, and you're like, where's everybody going?
Oh, no.
I know. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we are going to be premiering some House of Heroes brand new world premiere. I'm really excited about that. Also got a brand new track from Rise Against making it to the Static Radio playlist. Some Sleep Wave, some Cold War Kids. Man, we got so much music coming up. I know.
Good stuff.
To get you through, we got some more new Music Tuesday jams. Right now, the band is called Swim Good.
Yes, this is a producer from Canada.
Okay.
I believe this was featured on the Relevant magazine drop.
All right.
Or whatever.
There you go. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Swim Good. Summer Solstice. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
If I heard that in an elevator, I'd be pretty excited. Seriously. I'd be like, oh no, everybody in here is about to get really uncomfortable. Because I'm going to dance.
Tell us what you think.
Matt says he loved it. And then he heard the vocals.
Oh.
Music's good. Barry.
All right.
Bill says, shoegaze meets retro electro meets pop meets Foster the People. Yep.
All right.
I feel like Bill just defined a generation.
He really did.
I don't know.
Nicely done, Bill.
Good job.
Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Chime in. Tell us what you think about all the new music. Mm. We got one more for you this hour before we kick off the 9 o'clock hour and hang out with our boy Timmy Skip from House of Heroes.
Speaking of Timmy Skip, he's from a town in this USA called Columbus, Ohio.
Ah, yes.
This next band is also from Columbus, Ohio, featuring Andy Lee. Andy Lee has a sister. No, wait. Andy Lee married Josh Dunn's sister. That's what it is.
6 degrees of separation.
6 degrees separation, Josh being in 21 Pilots. Andy has been a friend of House of Heroes and that whole group for a long time, and he actually sold me a bass pedal back in the day. Good dude, good dude. And he's in this band called Truslow or Truslow. This band did some dates with 21 Pilots, and I was genuinely and pleasantly surprised when I listened to the music, because it's like, yes!
All right.
And he's a phenomenal bass player, and he deserves to be in like a slamming band. So I'm stoked.
Just not House of Heroes.
Yeah,
because they got a bass player.
They need a better bass player. Maybe he should be.
They got a good one.
He's that decent. Writes and records, and then they have one that tours with them. That's an idiot. And that's where it stands.
Truslow? Truslow.
Let's see. Let's see what the people say. The song's called ADHD.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Yeah, yeah. Truslow, ADHD is the song. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Boom.
Yeah.
TJ says, I already know this is the best song of the morning. Casey says, didn't you already play Fall Out Boy this morning? Disagree.
What?
Disagree.
Matt
says, a rock version of One Direction? Bury.
No. Oh, okay.
Thiep says, this is pretty good. Squirrel. It's called ADHD. Patty says they should change the song to Awesome Morning Party instead of ADHD. I dig it. Jeremy says dig. Bill says there was a time when everyone wanted a
boring.
What did he say? I fell asleep halfway through.
Stop it. What did he say? Kidding.
There was a time when everyone wanted to sound like Mumford. Gee, who does this sound like?
I thought of 21 Pilots and One Republic.
I heard some One Republic.
I heard a little 21 Pilots, kind of like the loud, chanty. It was good.
I liked it.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just me, but I like it. Brandy says, decent. Nami says, yes, I do, in fact, want to be a little bit like him and sing along.
There you go.
And Lene says, meh, I'll say Barry.
All right.
Cool.
There you go.
Thank you for your opinions, guys.
Yeah, dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got to take a quick break. Coming back, we got some Cold War kids, some from Indian Lakes, brand new Sleep Wave, some Rise Against, and of course, the world premiere of a brand new song from House of Heroes. Stay close. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. It's a talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
All right, welcome back.
Booyah.
New Music Tuesday.
We bet.
It is our weekly judgmental moment where we get to take music that has been submitted to us throughout the week and let you destroy it with words or lift it up into the playlist known as regular rotation at Static Radio.
That's right.
You can join us, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there, get your thoughts in on all the new music. Coming up, going to be premiering a brand new House of Heroes track. Going to be talking with Tim Skipper about said track.
Yep.
What's going on with the HOH? A lot of great stuff. To get you there, though, we got a few. I'm stoked, dude. We got a great hour of music ahead
of us. Yes, we do.
A culture shock from Rise Against coming up right now. Brand new music from Cold War Kids. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Cold War Kids, All This Could Be Yours. Brand new music. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. Lot of comments coming in.
Lots of comments. Lene says, dig. Bill says, sounds like Cold War Kids. Insightful. TJ says, as I held a bag of candy, I told my son, all this could be yours if you go potty in the toilet.
Okay.
What he did do. He went the entire day without any accidents. Yes, he is a superhero.
Nice.
It's a good photo, TJ.
Yeah.
Patty says he has such a unique voice, but this song got annoying after a while, Barry.
Josh says, never been a big Cold War Kids fan, but this song is a jam dig. Brandy says she loves her some Tambourine, Toe Tap, and Goodness. And Jeanette says, this is decent. Not exactly rock, but it will do.
Okay.
Dig.
We'll keep it going. We got some rock on the way from House of Heroes. In fact, stick around. 3.5 minutes away, we'll be talking with Tim Skipper.
That's right.
From House of Heroes. So be prepared for that, as well as the world premiere of a brand new song. It's called Satisfied. We'll get there. But to get you there, from this, Indian Lakes.
This song, I think it's called Sleeping Limbs, and I accidentally put the album title here in the computer.
It's all good.
Yeah, I think it's called Sleeping Limbs, and they have a new album coming out called Absent Sounds, or flip those.
There you go.
We'll fix it.
Record's called Absent Sounds. Sleeping Limbs is the song. The band is from Indian Lakes, and you're listening to Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static! From Indian Lakes, Sleeping Limbs, welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. It is Tuesday morning. We do a little thing called New Music Tuesday when, you know, artists release brand new tracks. In fact, brand new Amberlin today.
Yeah.
Final record.
New Colony House record came out.
Yeah, a lot of new records releasing today. One of the amazing things releasing that we get to do a world premiere of.
Boom.
Brand new single from House of Heroes. And on the phone with us right now, Timmy Skip. Frontman House Heroes.
Hey guys.
Hey buddy.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, man. It's been a while since I've been on the air with you guys.
I know. You've been all busy with Copper Lily doing shows and recording and all kinds of crazy stuff and doing House of Heroes stuff. And I'm like, hey man, remember when you used to listen to our show every day and call in and contribute? And we're needy, bro.
Like, who is this? Who is this man?
Oh, this is Radio E.
Somebody's calling me from New Mexico. Who is this? Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, a lot going on in your world, man.
It's true, man. It just kind of got busy out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good busy, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a really good busy.
Those clothes aren't going to stock themselves, man. You got to, I mean, busy.
Busy, busy.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Just kidding. A lot going on. House of Heroes. Talk about this. It's been a minute since we've gotten new music from you. So here it is. We finally get to premiere brand new stuff that isn't, you know, Fourth Avenue Jones cover, other people's stuff. This is your stuff.
Yeah. This is us, man. Yeah, exactly. We, you know, and the frustrating thing is we wanted to get this out a lot sooner. We started recording it last September, so it's almost been a year.
Yeah.
Since we started recording it, but we just kind of took a lot of time finishing it and just planning what our next move was because we're independent now. And so we need to be really strategic about how we go about doing things because it's going to take a lot more of our time to be, you know, label management, booking all in-house, you know?
Right, right. Yeah.
So, but we're excited, man. We're ready to get this thing out. We're ready to get even more music going. So.
Yeah. Big plans
yeah.
with this EP
ready
release.
To take my bassist co-host away for weeks. You know, I'm
good.
Cool. Yeah, it's no big
That's
deal.
That's right, man. Yeah, no you got to tour this stuff, you
no
know?
Big deal.
You do.
Yeah. No, I totally get it.
You got to tour, and I believe shows are going to get announced soon, right?
That's exactly right. Very
Woo!
Soon, yeah.
All right.
That's make. Now, this is what I'm so excited about.
Yeah.
This song is my personal favorite on the EP.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
I love this song, not only because it's awesome,
yeah,
but the lyrical content. So, Tim, if you could talk a little bit, maybe talk to that about like what you and AJ and Colin were kind of throwing around whenever you wrote
it. Definitely. Yeah, definitely. This was a this song, AJ and I kind of started it, and then the three of us finished it up. But lyrically, it's just a super, super honest song about... you know, for better or worse, no matter who you are, if you play in a band, there's some level of your personality, of your character, of your persona that it's made of. Whether that be in the public forum or whether that just be in your own head. You know, I can look back on my life and go, gosh, I thought I was a way bigger deal than I actually was. you know?
Right.
And that's frustrating, but it's also good to be that self-aware and kind of go, okay, well, let's figure out who I really am. You know, there's a lot of bands that break up and members just have identity crises because they're like, I never knew who I was in the first place. And so as we're getting older, that's kind of what we wrote this song about, was just kind of growing up a little bit and looking back over our lives and saying, the chorus says, I've come to terms with the man that I made up and the one that I really am, which is saying, look, I'm not a big deal. I'm no bigger than anybody else just because I play in a band. And you know what? Like, an athlete is no bigger than anybody else. We're all humans. We're all struggling on this earth together. Mm. We all need to love each other and realize that. And so the sort of resolution of the song is to say, I can be satisfied with you, meaning God, in my saddest times, or I can't be satisfied at all.
Wow.
And it's saying, you know, suffering is inevitable, you know. And I think I'm personally grateful for passages in the Bible and books like Job, which attack, you know, the mystery of suffering so well. Like, there's never been an atheist to make an argument against suffering as well as the book of Job has made that argument about how it's okay to live in that mystery. It's okay to live in that complexity that God is bigger than us, and we aren't going to fully understand it.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing. It's amazing. The theme. Yeah. Well, it's funny. We were having a conversation. Talked to Stephen Christian yesterday from Amberlin, and we were talking about celebrity because it's a big deal. We were at the red carpet premiere for Persecuted last Wednesday, and the interesting take that I walked away from it was this: God really showed me something there, because as we were standing on the red carpet, there were all these actors that were just fighting to get onto the red carpet. There was this crazy line that you don't see, of course, when you see the red carpet. All you see is like the cool people, and they're on the red carpet and they show it from that perspective. But there was this crazy line of people off the red carpet who had little, you know, pieces of paper with their name on it and what they'd been in. And so you would have, say, you know, our friend Daniel Lesko, the director of the film, he stepped onto the red carpet and there was another person behind him with a piece of paper that said, Daniel Lesko, director of Persecuted. And so the paparazzi shoot off these photos of this little piece of paper, and then they're taking pictures of Daniel so people know who it is. Well, then what people don't see is this director who's looking into this crowd, this sea of people with pieces of paper going, X Factor kid, you're next. And trying to find that quote unquote celebrity to walk the red carpet. And there's all these like up and coming people.
Yeah, like a pecking order of new celebrities.
Fighting to get on the red carpet. Well, as we're standing there, Marilyn Manson walked by, just on his way to another movie because, you know, it was at this movie theater with theaters. And so he was walking by behind the red carpet just trying to get to his movie. And he put his hand up and was kind of like not running by, but rushing by because he didn't want his picture taken. So it was this crazy, interesting facade of these people who were just like, man, if I can get my picture taken on the red carpet, if I could just make it, I'll have everything. And then the one guy who was actually probably the most famous person there had his hand up trying not to get his picture taken because it's not what he wanted, because this, it's not what satisfies. And he has gotten to a place where he understands that maybe. And so it was really interesting. And so we were talking with Steven yesterday about that and why Amberlin was calling it quits. And for him, he said, man, I want to experience camping. I want to experience birthdays.
He just wanted normalcy. He just wanted regular life.
You know, he doesn't want the rock and roll lifestyle. And all these young bands are like fighting for that spotlight. And he's saying, man, we're calling it quits because I miss my wife and my kids and I just want to be home and I want to experience birthdays. I don't care if I work at a gas station as long as I'm with my family. I'm okay. And he talked about the idea of a statue and where we go to these art museums and see these gorgeous statues, but if you just grab a chisel and a hammer and chip away a little piece of it, you see the inside and how hollow that is, mm-hmm. and these gorgeous uh-huh. things that we admire, how they're just empty, and that's kind of this celebrity culture. So
totally,
it's
totally,
amazing. Man. It's amazing what you're saying with this song, Satisfied, and speaking to that very thing. It's kind of been a theme around here mm-hmm. lately. So
and House, yeah, House of Heroes has always been like an authentic band,
absolutely.
And so this is such. I think that's why it's so powerful to me, mm-hmm. because getting like being a fan of the band for so long, and then getting to be friends and hang out and get to play, and then yeah. hearing new music and being like, ah, and right. it still hits me as a fan.
Yeah,
that's really,
that's
really
so
cool.
Yeah. Dude, well, speaking to that same thing, I just, it was a couple months ago, but I read a tweet from Jim Carrey that said something along the lines of, I just wish that everyone could have all their wildest dreams handed to them so that they could realize how hollow and meaningless they are.
Wow. Yeah.
So, and I mean, Jim Carrey, that's,
right.
the biggest star of the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah.
Just going, look, this is ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, finding that satisfaction. I mean, it tells us in Ecclesiastes that God has written eternity in our hearts, and it's gonna remain hollow. We're not gonna be satisfied until our hearts are filled with that eternal satisfaction in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I mean, period, the end. But for some reason, we keep trying to replace him with
it's true.
I mean, something.
You go back to the original temptation in the garden, and a lot of time we focus on the pride aspect of it, but it's always a case of identity.
Yeah,
it's always who you are at your core.
Yeah,
because he's going, now did he really say you wouldn't die? Because the thing is, he knows you'll be just like him.
Right.
It's always a question of identity. Any temptation, especially in our culture, it's like, this is who you are, but this is who you could be if you have this. It's always identity.
Yeah.
It's what it boils down to.
Man, when did New Music Tuesday become Shock Therapy Live?
When Tim came in and got awesome.
Timmy Skip, man. Why you gotta take it so deep? We were just trying to play some cardboard
He's
kids.
The man.
And,
yeah.
Sorry, amazing, guys. Look, we can get real shallow real quick and talk about LeBron coming back to Cleveland and bringing that
Let's
ring with
do
him.
It! Dude, I was really excited. I texted you immediately. That was like,
yeah, you
were the first person I thought of because I was so happy for you because when he left and made the decision. Went to Miami and took his talents to South Beach, he became like the most hated dude in the world.
It's
funny how he makes this decision. He goes home, prodigal son style, and now he is once again
the king.
I read this article this last week. He is now like the number one most popular athlete again, most loved athlete. Yeah, the year the captain Derek Jeter is retiring this year. You would think that he would have some press and he's getting some love, but yeah, LeBron James still topped him for the most beloved athlete right now. And so how quickly it changed. As
talk
we talk
about
celebrity.
Identity.
That quickly it changes. So I'm happy
for
you,
right.
buddy. I'm happy.
Cool.
Oh, thanks, man.
So there
and
you
that
go.
Letter was so good because it was so much more about just basketball.
Right.
You know, he's like, look, I'm thinking of the kids I grew up with in this quadrant of Northeast Ohio, and I think I feel a lot closer to that just because I'm from Ohio and I know how hard it is. Those people have had it and how hard they need to work and everything. And so when he said, if these kids go off to college, and they come back and start their own business or start a family here, that's going to make me smile.
Right.
It's like, man, that's bigger than basketball.
Yeah, it is.
Cool.
It is. Good. Man, you just took basketball deeper. Dang it. We were supposed to go shallow.
Nah.
Tim is the man.
All right. Are we ready to premiere this brand new song? I know the people are ready. So
let's do it.
All right. Brand new music from House of Heroes. The song is Satisfied. Coming right back. We'll talk more with Timmy Skip. But here it is. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Give your thoughts, your suggestions, your whatever. Oh, I'm so excited. Here it is. The song is Satisfied. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. World premiere. Song's called Satisfied, and are you? Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. On the phone, Timmy Skip!
Yes!
Frontman of House of Heroes, welcome back to the show. Dude!
Man.
I'm excited.
Oh, man.
I am excited. What do the people have to say there, Mateo?
Kayla says, my ears are satisfied. Could use some more bass. Oh.
Bill Peterson decided he was going to be insulting and say he sounds like a band called Waverly.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up, Bill. Maria says, Diggs, so good. Not really familiar with them, but I definitely will be now.
Oh, all right.
Casey
well,
says,
cool.
Awesome. Thebe says, not sure it will ever be my favorite, but it's a step in the right rock and roll direction.
I like that. All right.
There we go.
And then everybody else is like, oh, Patty says, that'll do, Pig. That'll do. Dig. Everybody's digging it, man. Jake Brooks from Indiana.
Hey, shout out.
Yeah.
He says he digs your gorgeous face.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Man. I'm going to see him this weekend.
No way.
Yeah, Copperloo's got to show up there with Fever Fever.
I hope there he gets. Go. Oh, Fever Fever's got new music coming out, too.
Oh, what?
Been bugging
awesome.
Davey Basinger for that, and he still hasn't sent it because he won't get to. Off this Golden Youth train. I'm like, dude, we've been playing that song. We play it already. Fever Fever now.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
Josh says, been a fan since What You Want Is Now, and man, this is so good. Please thank Tim for all the music throughout the years. Cannot wait to hear the full EP. Dig, dig, dig.
Thanks, Tim.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you, man.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Tons of great feedback, man. Tons of great feedback.
There you go. Brand new House of Heroes. So where do people go? I know you've got some more announcements coming up, and people need to be aware. So where can people
That's
go?
Exactly right. Well, we're really bad with our own website, so the best place to go is going to be either our Facebook page, facebook.com/houseofheroes, or our big cart, or I'm sorry, our Tumblr page, houseofheroes.tumblr.com, or the YouTube page, which is youtube.com/houseofheroesmusic.
Woo.
We're going to be putting new stuff up on all those things real soon.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there's going to be a lyric video for this song going around.
Love it.
Really soon.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
Enjoyed it. Loved the conversation and the lyrics and everything that had to do with that.
Yeah,
so,
dude. So good.
Likewise, guys.
Yeah, man. We'll let you get back to life and the world and everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, boys. I'll miss you guys.
Miss you too. Love you. See you soon.
All right, see you guys.
All right, later. Tim Skipper, frontman of House of Heroes, and brand new music there from House of Heroes. Tell us what you think about it. We got a couple more to get to. We're not done. This one, a Culture Shock, recommended by our producer, Doug.
Yes.
If you don't know about Culture Shock, get to our website, mystaticradio.com/culture shock. Brand new music from Rise Against. The song's called I Don't Want to Be Here Anymore. Check out the lyrics. Let's start a discussion. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
No!
Static. Brand new Rise Against, I Don't Want to Be Here Anymore. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's interesting how we keep talking about this theme of satisfaction, being satisfied in things. Mm-hmm. The theme of that, you know, obviously, your life, not what you thought it was, what you wanted it to be, where you thought you were going to go, and just not wanting to be in it anymore.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
What do the people have to say on Facebook?
Thebe says, repetitive, and it repeats too much, and it's also kind of redundant and repetitive. Lene says dig. Casey says dig. Matt says, I rise against this song. I just can't get into this band anymore. Bury this as far as possible.
Okay.
Bill says, and that's why Doug is the producer. Yep. And then Matthew says, dig it because this song describes my whole school life.
Okay. There you go. Hey, man. You'll get through.
You'll get through,
buddy. It's just school, man.
And then you're going to look back and say, dang, dude.
I wish I was still just in school.
Man, I wish all the stresses of homework was all I had to deal with.
Tell us what you think about all the music. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Save this one for last, and I'm really excited for it. The band is Sleepwave. They've been putting out amazing music.
Yeah, they actually released a single some months ago, and they just announced their full-length album, and they put out a brand new song with it.
Song is called Through the Looking Glass. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Sleepwave, Through the Looking Glass. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yep, and that's why we saved it for last.
If that don't get your blood pumping, I don't know.
Man, I love that band.
Man, so much good music today.
Yeah.
And such a variety. And that's something that
as a goal with this station, is to make it all really good, but like solid variety. But I'm a rock fan.
Yeah, me too.
So that's kind of me. Jeanette says, dig, nice to hear some rock again. Casey says, dig. Matt says, reminds me of You Two Might Know. Barry, side note, I like the drummer.
What?
I don't know. Matt, we don't know. Hang on. I'm going to comment.
Reminds me of You Two Might Know.
We don't know. Love you.
Okay.
Okay. Joel the Nanny says, I don't know how I feel about the vocals. A little bit too hardcore for my taste. I believe I will Barry. Thebe says, well, they're no Amberlin, so at least they have that going for them. Matt Lopez says, dig this song, gives me the goody good feely feels. And Patty Dickinson says, such an original, quote-unquote, title, Barry.
Yep.
Whatever. Satisfied.
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 All right, well, sadly satisfied. What?
Oh, okay. Man.
I know. We got through it, guys. We got through it.
We did it.
Coming up today in the 12 o'clock hour, there will be a New Music Tuesday recap with Mitch during middays. I'll be hanging. That's how I do.
Yeah, man.
If you missed any part of the show, including the great interview with Timmy Skip this morning, Tim Skipper, frontman of House of Heroes, we'll have that posted to the podcast, which you can download for free at mystaticradio.com. Get there. Check it out. Good stuff.
Good stuff, friends.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking with Aaron Hunter from Legacy Church. They got a big old event going down.
All
so
right.
Be hanging in studio. It's also Comics Corner Wednesday. The good one.
The good one.
Yeah, that's it. Until then, see you awesome morning party.
Goodbye.
Static.
From Millennium Entertainment, what if standing for your faith stood in the way of evil?
Cannot water down the gospel to advance anybody's political agenda.
Evangelist John Luther opposes the sweeping religious reform in America and is framed for murder to silence him. Now a fugitive, his mission brings him face to face with the coming storm of persecution that will threaten the Christian community. Persecuted, starring Fred Thompson, James Remar, and Natalie Grant. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. In theaters now.
The Team Awesome Morning Party Podcast, brought to you by Persecuted. More info online at PersecutedMovie.com and get your tickets now at Fandango.com.